Winnipeg Sun will start us off.
Hi guys, Tucker, can you just take us through sort of what happened with the injury or getting hit with the puck yesterday? What's going through your mind there when it hits you? And I wonder if you know at all you think about what happened to Brian Little earlier in the year as you're sort of going through that.
The play just the puck screwed out to that guy. I can't remember how so, but went down to try to block, and the guy held on to it a little longer, so I slid right in the path. And yeah, when I got hit, you kind of think about Brian and what it could have been. So I feel pretty lucky.
Cody, can you just talk a little bit about what some of the challenges have been for the power play? Or sorry, the penalty kill, I mean.
Probably too many of them to start. It's kind of gone both ways, but I don't have anything right now. We haven't really dissected it, but the clears are obviously a big part of penalty kill, making sure everything's getting out, getting in lanes. The guys are working pretty hard, and a couple unfortunate bounces or just one step behind, but we'll be there to pick it up.
With Mike McIntyre from the Winnipeg Free Press. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Cody, you've been thanks for doing this, by the way. You've been around the league for a while now. So what's the mindset on a day like today? You sort of have the high of Monday's gutsy win, and then obviously what happened last night. Not a whole lot of time here between games. So what has to be the mindset among the team going into a win or go home situation like you are tomorrow?
I think just rest and recharge. I think we're planning to win the next one. So get your sleep, get your energy, your food, recovery. Get a little movement today, and be ready to give it all you got tomorrow.
It seems either of you can maybe grab this one, but it just seems with this team, there's nobody's feeling sorry for themselves. You've obviously got a number of key guys out of the lineup, but do you get a sense that there's still a lot of optimism here with the series still up for grabs?
Yeah, I think we kind of got on the blue collar approach here. I think guys that have stepped in have played real well. Like you said, nobody's feeling sorry for us, and we're certainly not feeling sorry for ourselves. So our intention is a big win tomorrow, and we'll just focus on the challenge in front of us.
We'll go with Ken Weed from Sportsnet.ca. Go ahead, Ken.
Thanks for taking the time, guys. Starting with you, Cody. I mean, you've been involved in a lot of elimination games. What's the mentality that's required to survive them?
Get dirty. There's nothing to save it for. So, like I said, we're preparing for a win. We're preparing like another game, and you want to not think ahead too far, and not the old one period at a time and one shift at a time is, I guess, more crucial than ever.
Thank you. And Tucker, for you, how did you go from switching from the face mask to the eye tech, and how were you able to come back, or did you have any doubt that you'd be able to come back to the game?
Right away. You start getting work done, and you kind of realize, from the dentist and the doctors looking at it, how severe it is, and how it feels, and just felt like something that, I'd be able to do about halfway through learning what all was wrong and what was right with it. As far as the bubble is and the cage, the cage was kind of something like I used to wear all the time in college, but I wasn't used to it, so I want to switch to a bubble, something, not as much visual impairment there.
With Brian Munns from TSN 1290.
Cody, there was only one regular season game between Winnipeg and Calgary this year. What have you learned through the first three games in facing these Flames forwards here that, is continuing to
be talked about amongst your group here as you look forward to game four tomorrow?
There's not a lot of space. They do a good job defensively, offensively, shutting things down, not giving you, you know, the time and space to wind up the speed and stuff. So, you know, our job to counter that is be close together and, you know, work as five-man units when we're out there. So they've you know, had some good games and played well the last game, and you know, we'll make our adjustments and come out better.
All right, we'll go with Sarah Orleski from TSN. Go ahead, Sarah.
Tucker, can you take us through everything that you dealt with yesterday? And I guess how many stitches? Were there any? I know Paul said that you didn't lose any teeth, but what are you dealing with right now?
It was just a good cut to my cheek. Lucked out. I got all my teeth still, and the X-rays showed up negative for everything in that area. So feel pretty lucky with that. Had a handful of stitches to get it all together here, but yeah, all things considered, pretty good.
Could you tell us how many stitches? Do you know?
I honestly, they said a couple on the inside, a couple on the outside, so maybe five or six, something like that.
Thanks.
All righty, go ahead, Murad Attash from The Athletic.
Hey guys, it's Murat from The Athletic here. Got to go back to Tucker, your injury there. I'm curious, in the bubble, what is the food situation like in terms of soup or soft foods, and how's it been to get your dinner and your breakfast so far?
I came back and last night, and the staff here, I think, had some sympathy, so they offered some smoothies. Smoothie options to me. So I had a couple of those last night, had one today, and then mixed in some eggs and some oatmeal today. So it's been good.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Kristen.
Sorry, I didn't know you called on me. I just was wondering, you know, can you explain or put your finger on your team's ability to just be so resilient in the face of whatever you faced all season, including these playoffs? Like, you just have this mentality, it seems, that you just don't quit. Now, is that, you know, where does that come from? And, you know, how do you continue that?
I think that's something that starts with, you know, the leaders on the team, the veterans on the team, and the coaching staff. And it's just something that I think's filtered down throughout the years. Just no matter what, you just come in and you do your work and you do your job as best you can.
Little piece of Winnipeg and everyone that, translates to our game, and you know, these guys have gone through a lot this season before I got here, and you know, they're relentless, so it's fun to be a part of and be a part of the struggle and the success, and like you said, yeah, with the leadership, it starts there, the coaching staff and guys in the right mentality when things are going tough, and as Tucker said, just filters down through everyone. Everyone leans on each other and, you know, work your way through it.
Awesome. Thanks very much, guys. We'll have head coach Paul Maurice shortly here. Thanks, Tucker. Thanks, Cody.
Yep. Thank you.